You're listening to the audio production of Proverbs Audio Lectures by Ryan P. O'Dowd, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio lectures are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Proverbs includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? I'm Ryan O'Dowd. I'll be leading this course in Proverbs with the Zondervan Story of God Commentary Series. Lesson 1. What is wisdom? Wisdom is about everything, and Proverbs leads us into this world of wisdom. It helps to understand wisdom by comparing it to knowledge. It's knowledge to know that a tomato is a fruit, but wisdom knows not to put it into a fruit salad. Wisdom has a sense of context. It's more than facts. It's about application and context. Often, wisdom sayings are very basic and common. Look before you leap. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. But wisdom is also about what does not meet the eye, a judgment that has to be made in the moment. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Wisdom's also about the trade-offs we have to make. It's better to be poor and righteous than rich and wicked. Think when your mother-in-law asks you if you like her undercooked apple pie. There's wisdom to knowing how to spare feelings and yet not compromise the truth. Wisdom's also concerned with things wonderful. Psalm 104 says, "How manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all." Proverbs brings us before wonder. Wisdom is also tied to affection. It's not just about being smart or clever or solving puzzles. The Dominican scholar Antonin Cerdanyan says, "Truth visits those who love her." Wisdom follows our emotions. We pursue it with love. Woman wisdom dominates the early part of the book of Proverbs. Eros and the draw to know wisdom by loving it and seeking it with our hearts and not merely with our minds. In sum, Proverbs has some 915 sayings. Some will be very simple, and some will be very complex. Some will even be shocking. Each of them has a unique role in making us wise for life. Composition and transmission and canonicity. How did we get the book of Proverbs? We begin with authorship and date. We have what we would call an honorific title for the book of Proverbs. It begins with, "These are the Proverbs of Solomon," and so we recognize the Proverbs as Solomon's. But the sayings arise from all kinds of parts of life, in family, in agriculture, romance, justice, politics, and friendship. It's likely that these sayings emerged all over the ancient world, and people like Solomon and Hezekiah and his courts gathered these sayings in their schools and put them into a book for us. Most scholars agree that these sayings arose in daily life and then were gathered by these schools and given to us. The title to the book, Proverbs, it comes from the Hebrew word mishle, which is the plural for the word mashal. Mashal basically means a saying. In fact, in the Bible, the word mashal occurs far more times outside of Proverbs than it does within Proverbs. It means a saying about something of significance, maybe by a prophet, maybe by a sage. And so it's much debated about what the actual meaning of a proverb is and how you define mashal. But here we can see that it comes to us in one or two or four line sayings that give us some unique insight or perspective on life. Proverbs 14 says, "Where there are no oxen, the manger is empty, but from the strength of an ox comes abundant harvests." Proverbs speaks to this balance between the work that goes into caring for an ox and the fruit that comes from labor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?